Are you ready, Flyer fans? It's the Anthony Grant Show, presented by Bud Light. Tonight's show is brought to you by
Frickers. For over 30 years has been the home of fun, food, sports, and spirits. Bud Light, where there's fun, there's a Bud Light there. Premier Health, proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/UD. And by Logan AC and Heat Services, the official heating and cooling partner of the UD Flyers, helping fans stay comfortable all season long.
The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Now, here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back. We're here at Frickers on Woodman Drive for another edition of the Anthony Grant Show on the home of the Flyers. I'm Larry Hanskin. Nate Green, former Flyer, joining us tonight. And Coach Anthony Grant with us via Zoom here this evening. And the Flyers coming off a very full week last week. 6 days on the road, and it was a fruitful trip as the Flyers win the ESPN Events Invitational Tournament.
Yeah.
Three games as underdogs, three victories. First of all, beating Miami Hurricanes soundly, and then the thrilling finish and the 74-73 win over Kansas, and then yesterday the 63-61 final over a very good Belmont team. Coach is with us, as we mentioned, on Zoom, and you folks can hear him on the radio. The folks here at Frickers can kind of see him on that little screen up there. But anyway, Coach, first of all, did you get any rest? Because I know you were pretty exhausted by the time we left Florida.
Yeah, you know, obviously it was a late night. You know, we got back after 1 a.m. And, I was able to get some rest here today and get in the office. I know the guys had a busy day. They got in after one. Great reception by student body. I saw it this morning when the guys got back on campus, had a bunch of students there. And those guys had a full day of classes today. So it was it's been busy, but it's been good.
Well, in one of the aftermaths of the event itself, well, first of all, Malachi Smith was named the most valuable player of the tournament, and also fellow freshman Deron Holmes II was named to the all-tournament team. Today, the Atlantic 10 named Malachi Smith the rookie of the week in the league. But, you know, they had good tournaments, but this was a 11, 12, 13 man and then some effort that got you the championship.
Yeah, you know, it's great when we got contributions from the entire roster, you know, and, you know, that's one thing we talked about when before the season started was we felt like this group could have some depth to it, you know, and I think it's showing that, you know, as we go through this early part of the season, 2 weeks into it. But, we got some contributions all across the roster in a variety of different ways. Anytime you got three games and four days like we did, you know, your depth certainly can help, and I think it paid dividends for us.
Is another dividend beyond getting three quality wins and a nice trophy the fact that, for lack of better terms, it was almost like a business retreat for your guys. They and your staff, you're all together around each other almost 24/7 for a 6 day period, and for guys that are coming together as a team still, how valuable was that?
Yeah, you know, Larry, with the way the semester goes with our guys, you know, they've got their academic responsibilities, they got tutoring, you know, they have practice, they have lifting, they have things they have to do in the training room in terms of making sure that they're healthy and ready to go. So their schedule is pretty full. You know, anytime you get away where you've got just your team, you know, there's a, you know, you're kind of on a retreat, or like as you put it, a business trip where they're focused on each other. You know, it's another opportunity to bond, and obviously, as you mentioned, play some quality competition and learn more about ourselves as a team. Those are always great opportunities. You know, so that's something I know we've done for a long time here at Dayton, and I think it's really valuable. I think we come out of it. Obviously, we got three wins here in this tournament, but you always come out of it knowing a little bit more about your team and about yourself and about what you need to do moving forward.
And you establishing an identity. And granted, it's a process. There's a long way to go, but are you starting to kind of feel for who you certainly want to be as a team?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, obviously the three losses at home, you know, kind of, it kind of helped you kind of crystallize some things in terms of what do we need to do to put ourselves in the best position for this team to have success? And I think, you know, we started to find that, you know, unfortunately, in some losses at home. And I think this this trip gave us an opportunity to kind of crystallize a little bit more. And I think we're getting there. I wouldn't say that, you know, at this stage, we're a finished product. I think this team has a lot of room to grow. I think I still have to learn a little bit more about you know, who we can be and what allows us to be the best version of ourselves. But, yeah, we're starting to see the identity take shape.
We talked last week here at Frickers, Coach, about you know young guys having to learn a little bit steeper learning curve for these group of young guys compared to others in the past. And I mentioned yourself that you got to spend a year, you know, kind of soaking it all in, and then you went on to be a 3-year starter and a captain. And you know, Nate Green sitting here with me, and I was asking Nate, you know, who the seniors were when he was a freshman. And, it was guys Mark Ashman and Edwin Young, guys who played, you know, I think when Edwin Young graduated, he had played in more college games than any Dayton Flyer in history. So not having those someone like that you can kind of watch and learn from, I don't think people realize it's hard.
Yeah, it is. You know, and we got a bunch of young guys that are experiencing it together. You know, and they're growing up going through these experiences. So 7 games into it now, you know, we've gotten a lot of experiences. We've had to face adversity and obviously some tough losses at home and then some thrilling victories. And so now we've got to continue to learn. You know, sometimes you learn by how you handle adversity, and then other times you learn by how you handle prosperity. You know, so, you know, I think the whole key for us is understanding that we just got to continue to work, continue to get better, and continue to try to help each other become the best version of themselves, so our team can do the same.
You know, Coach, after the Kansas game, you know, the players get this great reception at the hotel, and there's fans there just telling them how wonderful they are. And then you got another game to play on Sunday. Were you pleased to see the team come out with, I thought, a resolute focus and no you know, there was no hangover, if you will, from that Kansas win.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I mean, our crowd was tremendous. We had such a great following there, and you know, it was great to see so many Flyer fans there to support our group. And I think it made a big difference for our guys. But certainly our guys' ability to stay focused and understand they had an opportunity to win a championship, and I thought they did a really good job of doing that and coming out with great energy on yesterday. I think Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know what yesterday. Day it is either. I'm just as confused as you are, Coach. We were going to talk more about the week that was, and then also the week that will be this week, as Dayton is back home and looking to treat a home crowd due to some winning basketball. Alabama State Wednesday and Northern Illinois on Saturday. Also, former Flyer Nate Green with us, and Nate's not going to analyze this year's team. We're going to talk about Nate's playing days and what he's doing now and how he's giving back to the community. That's all coming up. We've got a full evening ahead. It is the Anthony Grant Show, and we're at Frickers on Woodman Drive.
The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. You're listening to The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now 457-1290. Now back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
And welcome back to Frickers on Woodman Drive and The Anthony Grant Show. I am Larry Hanskin. Former Flyer Nate Green is with us here tonight. Coach Anthony Grant joining us via Zoom this evening after Dayton wins 3 in a row and proves to 4-3 overall with the championship and the ESPN Events Invitational in Orlando, a win over Miami, the stunning upset of Kansas on Friday, and then a gritty performance and a 63-61 win over Belmont on Sunday. Coach, I'm going to share a story with all the folks here at Frickers and all the people listening, and something you probably didn't even know, but I saw it happen the day of the Kansas game. We're making the long walk from the team meeting room to the bus through the hallways of the hotel, and all of a sudden the players stop and there's a log jam. And I'm like, what the heck are these guys doing? Why aren't they getting on the bus? What are they doing? And they were, as a group, holding open the door and assisting a woman on a walker to get through this door and to her destination in the hotel. And I think your kids not only showed some great grit on the basketball court over those days, but they showed some great heart in how they interacted, not just with the fans, but just this person wasn't a Dayton fan or anything. Yeah. There was just someone they helped out.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. We got some great young men on our team, and that's not surprising. That's kind of who they are. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, and another quick anecdote, I was talking to Kobe Brea after on Saturday, and he goes, are you going to be around a lot? Are you going to be, like, traveling with us and stuff? Because, you know, last year we didn't do that. And so he was like, okay, yeah, I go, you know, Kobe, I'm sorry, but you're gonna be seeing a lot of me moving forward. Hey, Nate Green's here, and Nate played at Dayton, is here in the community doing some great things, working with young people, and helps us out in our post game coverage. And Nate, you got a question for Coach Grant tonight?
Yeah, I do got a question for Coach. How you doing, Coach? By the way,
I'm good, Nate. I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. Good job this weekend too. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Make my job easier to talk trash to other people. But, you know, as being a player and you got a lot of young guys on your team and, you know, we lost a couple at home, do you have to change your method of getting the kids ready for your home games than for your away games? Because a lot of times I know when I was younger and playing, you know, your home games, you felt like you just had so much pressure because you were in front of 14,000 and you just want to make everybody happy. And then on the road, you know, we still have a great fan base that comes and travels with us, but it's not as much pressure. How do you deal with that with your kids?
Yeah, well, we haven't really addressed it, you know, in terms of the pressure they feel. You know, I can tell you, you know, we're trying to find an identity, you know, and trying to figure out, you know, what this team needs to do to be successful. It's kind of been my focus. I think obviously pressure is always going to be there. You know, as an athlete yourself, you know that. But I think how you handle that and where your focus is. So the thing that we've talked more about is making sure that they're focused on the things that are most important, which is, you know, the guy that's to their left and to their right, their teammates, and what they can do to help that person be successful. And I've always felt like when you take the focus off of you as an individual and you put it on others and how you can help other people, that makes your job a lot easier. So we haven't really spent a whole lot of time talking about that. I think we're blessed to have one of the best fan bases in the country. And certainly, you know, we want to go out there and put on a good performance and get a win every time we're in our building. You know, this obviously, what, 2 weeks ago, losing those home games, it hurt me, it hurt our players, it hurt everybody. But, you know, their mindset was, we got to get better. We got to continue to work. And they never wavered in terms of their approach to what they do. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting back at home and getting back in front of our fans. We want 14,000 in there every night, and we'll deal with that, you know, as we go. But no, it's a great environment, and we're excited to be a part of it.
Coach, obviously every preparation is different. Every opponent is different. But, you know, moving forward, in general, is the thought to do some of these, you know, the basics that have helped you succeed in these last three games, and that is really focus on defensive intensity, be locked in on the scouting report, and let the offense come out of success you have at the defensive end, but at the same time, use your offense to slow down the other team's transition game by taking good shots and keeping them from getting out on the break.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the analytic piece of it to you guys. And I'm going to just try to make sure we get our guys ready to play, you know, and just try to get them better and get an identity and move forward. So, you know, obviously, like you said, every game is different. You know, we'll start to get prepared for Alabama State here tomorrow. You know, we gave the guys today off, a little recovery today. We'll get a chance to watch some film and try to get them prepared to go out and win a game here on Wednesday, and then we got a quick turnaround for Saturday again.
You were fortunate, that, as we mentioned, to get the contributions up and down the roster, because not only were you getting, you know, 11 or so guys making winning plays, but it was giving other guys a chance to rest their legs, get a little breather while they were, you know, doing their part on the court. You know, this, the depth of your team, I mean, is this something that could be a potential strength?
I think so, Larry. You know, and I think as I mentioned earlier, you know, I'm still learning the group, and I think we're still finding that identity that's going to allow us to be the best version of ourselves. I think if you look across the A-10 had some really big wins over the last week or so, and I think so far the league's showing that it's going to be a really deep league. So, you know, in order for us to try to put ourselves in a position where we can compete for a championship, I think our depth is going to have to become, we're going to have to grow that, and we're going to have to have a group of guys that understand their roles and understand how they can help our the entire group be the most successful it can be.
We touched on this briefly yesterday, but you know, this experience was, you know, there's been so many firsts for your team. I mean, their first home game, their first this, the first that, the first time they got, everything is a first. And they got that, for lack of a better term, that Flyer faithful experience of what they do means to people. That's why they should want to, that's why a young man would want to come to the University of Dayton, correct?
Yeah, and it's special, you know, and I think you're exactly right. I think they got that feel, you know, from what they got a chance to experience down in Orlando with our fan base, and they saw it, they felt it, you know, they heard it, as you mentioned. It's the reception they got when they got back to the hotel, the reception they got last night when they got back in town after 1 a.m., you know, with the students out there to meet the bus. You know, that doesn't happen many places. That doesn't happen most places. So, I think you know, that experience is something that sticks with you, and you understand that how important what you do means, what you do is to so many other people.
Yeah, it one guy though did something that will be forever remembered. You know how Dayton fans are, because you've been here as a player and now as a coach. And yeah. Does Mustafa Amsil understand? Does he really understand what he's done?
No, I don't think he does. It's funny because after the game, we were going up to the media, and I said, "Staff, do you understand that you just went down in history, in Dayton Flyer history with that shot? You're a living legend right now." He looked at me like, "Really? Yeah, they'll be talking about you 20 years from now."
Oh yeah. So, well, yeah, there's no doubt. So, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And you know what? This team's got a lot of good things ahead of them. Two big games this week, Coach. We know that you got kind of that quick turnaround after travel. And then, boy, you're right back into it and in a prep for Northern Illinois. So we'll let you go here tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you on Wednesday prior to the Alabama State game. And hopefully the great fans will be there to give this team a great reception back at the UD Arena.
Good luck, Coach.
I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Take care.
All right, Coach Anthony Grant. Now, when we continue here tonight on the show, like I said, we're going to learn about Nate Green. Look back on his playing days, the time that I saw him as a high school player at St. Vincent Pilate in Maryland.
Yeah, we're going to have to bring that up about the fans, too, because
okay.
I sold out a gym with the fans coming to a high school game.
There you go. We got a lot to go. We got a lot to cover, and it's all here at Frickers on Woodman Drive. It's the Anthony Grant Show here on a Monday night.
The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. You're listening to The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now 457-1290. Now back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to Frickers, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits. A great supporter of Dayton basketball all season long. And we're here Monday nights for the Anthony Grant Show. We just talked with Coach over Zoom here for the first part of the program about, obviously, the Flyers ESPN Events Invitational Championship, the upset win of Kansas, and a team that's playing some pretty good, gritty basketball right now with Malachi Smith named to the named the MVP of the tournament, and also Deron Holmes named to the all-tournament team. Two raw freshmen, Dayton, then Malachi Smith also is named the Atlantic 10 Rookie of the Week. And the Twitterverse has been very active here throughout this past week. And I got to give props to a guy named Sean Ferguson. Don't know who you are, Sean, but he pointed out that Malachi in Hebrew means messenger of God and deliverer of assists. Well, the messenger of God part was right. But he did drop some dimes. Hey, Steve, it is good to see you here at Frickers, and you've always got some insightful comments and or questions. Fire away.
Thanks, Larry. Yeah, I've been coming to the show for a few years. One thing, my friends and I got together, and we were really talking about it for a long time. The last two games have been against two teams that are probably going to be in the tournament, both outstanding teams, both veteran teams. And we played tight games with both of those teams. And it's something we usually you have our senior or a couple seniors that lead your team to a championship. To have freshmen lead a team to a championship against in tight games against veteran teams, I haven't seen it very often, if at all. I mean, maybe the Fab Five maybe did. And UD, I don't remember a team like this ever doing anything like this. It's really special from what we see. I can't remember one, unless you can remember one that I don't remember.
I you know, and Coach even asked me this a couple weeks ago, if I've ever come across anything like what we have this year. And this roster makeup is completely unprecedented. And it's not just the, you know, and some people say, well, yes, 11 guys are classified as freshmen, but, you know, five of those guys played last year. Well, not a lot, and certainly not in the situations which they found themselves in this season. So
last year's team would not have won those games.
No,
I don't believe so.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And you know what? Part of the reason why is because last year's team didn't have that kind of support. Dayton doesn't beat UIC sure. this year without 13,407 people in the UD Arena. That was win number one for the fans right there. And the kids knew it. The players all said to a man that was the reason why. And the support, obviously, in Orlando was tremendous. But I think, you know, you want to win. You want to learn by winning as opposed to learning by losing. Maybe the lessons were a little harder, but maybe they sunk in a little deeper.
Some special. Really is.
Yeah, this is this is unprecedented. Okay, well, always good seeing you, Steve. So I said I wanted to talk about Nate Green because Nate talks about, you know, Nate's going to talk about Malachi Smith. He'll talk about Deron Holmes. You'll hear him on the post-game shows talking about that. We're going to talk about Nate Green tonight. So came out of St. Vincent Pilate High School in suburban D.C. in Maryland.
Yes.
You came to Dayton with one of your high school teammates, David Morris. Yeah. Now, did you guys decide that you were going to be a package, or was it a coincidence that you both decided to come to UD?
It was kind of a little bit of both. You know, in the beginning, David decided to come first to UD, and then I had a visit, and we came together on the visit, and I was like, oh, I'm going to wait a little bit. And then the fans, I just fell in love with them. You know, I'll never forget it. My high school game, we was playing Gonzaga in our conference. We was playing at home. And all the fans that went to the George Washington game that Friday.
Night four, yeah.
That Friday. And then they all came to my game. And
I was one of them.
Yep, and watched me and David. And you guys took up the whole side of the gym. The whole side, and people were just like, this is a high school game, and you got everybody in here is from UD. And that right there just made my day. And then that also was the same game, so it was special.
What I remember and I shared with you is that Nate went like 8 for 8 from the free throw line in that game. He was just automatic. He just went up there. They kept fouling him, the big fella, and he just goes up there, knocking him down.
Yeah, I love pressure.
Now you're one of these guys that you had to overcome adversity, some type of adversity. It seemed like almost every year from a health standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
Your shoulder. I mean, how bad are your shoulders to this day?
Well, I just had total shoulder replacement on the left one in April.
Okay.
And so I'm still recovering from that. You know, I guess I'll never be able to have a full contact game like I used to, but I'll be able to shoot around with the kids still, so that's a good thing. But, yeah, my shoulder has definitely been a problem my whole life, and I've just been playing with it.
And, you know, I know there was times you tried to play through it, and then you ended up having to shut down. I think that was, what, your sophomore year or your freshman year you had to shut down?
Freshman year, shut down after played about 5 or 6 games, and then it was just best decision to sit it out and have the surgery and work hard for a recovery.
Now, you were part of a Dayton team that I was, the best way I can describe it is turned the corner. Coach Purnell came in, and really the program was irrelevant. You know, had won 4 games and then 6 games, and even Coach Purnell's first year just won just 7 games, but then turned the corner and then got some players in there. You were in that group, and you mentioned the seniors on your freshman year, Mark Ashman and Edwin Young.
Yeah.
What was the highlight of your 5 years playing at Dayton?
Honestly, every year we played in the postseason. If it was in the NIT or if it was in the NCAA, we played postseason, and that was a great experience. But, I mean, hands down, our fans are the best. Like, you will never – and I've traveled all over and played in different countries and stuff, but our fans, you can't find them nowhere else. One of a kind, and it's the best around.
Now, you mentioned post-UD, you played some more basketball. Where did this game take you?
Wound up taking me over to Europe and played in Austria. Started off in Austria, left there, went to Luxembourg, then played a little bit in Switzerland, then left Switzerland and went to Mexico and played a couple seasons in Mexico. And then I finished my career, wound up the last 3 years, wound up playing in South America, played in Ecuador, Paraguay, and finished off in Argentina.
And, so you saw the world.
Yeah, and I love it. It was a great experience and because of basketball, and I'm glad. And honestly, it's because of my UD family. Without them being in my corner and guiding me, and, you know, people talk about basketball for UD, but it was more than just basketball for me. They actually taught me how to become a young man and to live life the right way. And, you know, they gave me those opportunities. And even when I failed and made mistakes, they still was there to pick me up and be like, hey, you still can do this. And that's why I do what I do today, because of that. I want to give back to kids that have had made some mistakes and are struggling and just need somebody in the corner to give them some positive motivation.
And we're going to talk just about that. What Nate is doing today, that's all coming up as we continue. It's the Anthony Grant Show. We're here at Frickers on Woodman Drive on a Monday night.
The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. You're listening to the Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to Frickers, your home of fun food, sports, and spirits. Don't forget to get your gift cards. You spend $25, you get another $5 gift card for free. And you don't have to give that to the person you're buying the gift cards for. You can keep that one yourself. I won't tell. Treat yourself.
Give it to me.
Treat yourself or give it to Nate, yeah. Well, the Dayton Flyers now 4-3, 2 games this week. They'll be hosting Alabama State on Wednesday at 7, and then 2 o'clock on Saturday, Northern Illinois. Coming off the 3 wins in a row, 3 games in which they were underdogs in beating Miami Hurricanes 76-60, then 74-73 over 4th-ranked Kansas, and then a 63-61 win over Belmont out of the OVC, a team that's won 26 games last year, and they have 90% of their scoring back, so beat a pretty good basketball team in all 3 cases. Well, we mentioned right before the break that Nate Green, after a career at the University of Dayton and the nurturing that he got as part of that education and then the chance to see the world as a professional basketball player, you came back to this area. You, you know, like we said, you grew up in suburban D.C. in Maryland,
yes.
But you made your permanent home post-basketball in the Dayton area, specifically Troy, and why is this home?
Didn't want to leave, honestly. Didn't want to leave, and then my wife, she's from Troy, so we decided to make it our home, and we made a good decision. Especially the schools out there are very good for my kids, and right now, you know, kids are my most important thing. So whatever's best for them, that's what I'll do.
Let's talk about your kids, and then we'll get into other young people. Tell us what about your family.
They're doing good. I have a 22-year-old, and he's working, entrepreneur. He's a used car salesman, real estate. But his favorite job is he likes to drive for a FedEx. He's been doing that for a couple years. And then I have my 14-year-old daughter. She's amazing, 14 years old, has her own jewelry business, and honor roll student. Just happy for him. And then my youngest one is 7, and that's my 7-year-old, Ariana. If you're listening, I love you. Tatiana, I love you too. And Devin, I love you. Can't forget my wife, Becca, I love you.
Oh, job well done.
Oh, yeah. But can I give my daughter a shout out, too? Because, you know, she does her custom jewelry, and I know it's the holidays. So if you guys are looking for something, you can find her on Instagram at jewels.and.gems_. So check her out and support her.
You may have to repeat that. I saw some people in this. They're going to have a hard time remembering where their car is parked here tonight. Much less remember.
I will. That's Jewels, JEWELS dot AND dot Gems, GEMS _.
Okay.
Go support.
Young entrepreneur.
Yes, yes. Proud of them. Then my youngest one is great. She's loves school now, you know, with the day and age and COVID and she's in second grade, so she was going through some things with anxiety and not wanting to leave her mom. And, you know, 7 years old, has never left her mom one day. And then having to put her in school because when she was last year, they did Zoom. So didn't leave the house. And now she has to leave the house. It was a struggle, but now she's being a big girl. And she goes to school and has great days. So I'm proud of her for that.
Now, in addition to your own children, and your son's not a child, a young person.
Yes.
You have spent really your entire post-basketball career helping youth. And tell us what you're doing right now.
Well, you know, honestly, I felt like that's what I was here to do. Because of everything that I've gone through in my life, and I always felt like I had strong male role models in my life, from my coaches to my dad, and a lot of kids that I deal with now don't have that. So I feel like I can be that piece for them and hopefully help them get through some things that they're going through in life and help them be successful. But I'm working at a juvenile rehabilitation center called Nicholas Residential Treatment Center here in Dayton, and we deal with all types of kids. We have dealing with kids that have been involved with the court system that have committed felonies, to kids that are struggling with drug and alcohol, and just the kids that are in children's service that just don't have a place to go. We're there for them, and we try to give them tools to help them so when they get back out in the community that they can be successful. It's more of a transitioning program, but because of COVID, you know, they have restricted us from doing a lot of stuff, but as the kids get to certain levels, they transition back to their public schools or their neighborhood schools, and then they come and stay with us at night. And then as time goes on, we'll send them back out, make sure that they have a job and going to school and just being productive and giving them resources to be productive, because it's easy to say, oh, you need to be productive or you need to do this, but you don't give a kid resources to do those things.
Beyond even resources, is the biggest thing you can provide for some of these young people that you work with? Hope.
Give them
some hope.
Yeah, hope and the truth. Because a lot of these kids, they don't get the truth. And even sometimes the truth might hurt, but they respect me for that. And I'll never sugarcoat it, and I'll always give them what it is. But if it's something negative, I'm always going to tell them, but this is how we can get through this, and here's the positive side of that. Because in our reality, they're going to be out in this real world, and they have to know what's going on.
obviously dealing with troubled youth and youth at risk, you know, not every situation is a success. You know, how difficult is it for you to stay positive when you see some of the things that you've seen through the years?
Honestly, it gets frustrating at times, but I always go back and look at myself. You know, I had people in my corner, and they never gave up on me. And as long as I'm in a kid's life, I'll be there helping and supporting them until I can't breathe. And, you know, because of that, we do see some good stories, and we do have bad stories at times, but, you know, those ones that we do help get out of their struggles or put them on the right path to doing something successful in life, it's worth it.
Well, Nate Green has been I've heard the story before, folks. I'm asking questions I already knew the answers to, but I thought it was important for all of you to know what a former Flyer is doing in our community, and it's you know, it's those values he learned as a Dayton basketball player, a University of Dayton student, and in turn a member of our greater Dayton community that's causing him to be impactful to young kids moving forward. And we just like hanging out with Nate, too, because he's a good friend.
You like my smile.
And he's a good friend, and we love his commentary on the post-game show, and look forward to hearing Nate from Nate throughout the course of this basketball season, which continues on Wednesday. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off against Alabama State. Pre-game coverage will start at 6, and we'll have Flyer feedback live from Flanagan's following the game. Also then Saturday afternoon, it's a 2 o'clock tip-off. Pardon me. They say Saturday afternoon, I automatically start to say kickoff. It's a 2 o'clock tip-off on Saturday against Northern Illinois. And then next Monday, we'll get back together and we'll recap that and look ahead at what's ahead. And I tell you what, some big games coming up next week. Not to look past any games. No, Dayton fans, we're not going to do that this year, are we? No. We're not looking past anybody. One game at a time. So, but we will get together after Alabama State and Northern Illinois next Monday night here at Frickers. Great crew helped us out. Jim Manley helped us out with our Zoom connections, as is Chris Hartley. Alex Schilling back at our WHIO studios. Kirsten Johnston here is our engineer producer. And, of course, former Flyer, number 5 in your program, number 1 in your heart, Nate Green. I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everyone. Go Flyers.
Go Flyers. Thank you.
The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.